Hello, this is Dr. Wendy Hill. Welcome to How to Communicate with Love. We will explore what the ideal relationship looks like, learn productive and loving ways to communicate in stressful situations, and discuss the how-tos of win-win communication. Now consider adopting for yourself this vision for relationships. I see all my relationships as harmonious, even the ones that are stressful. I find a way to peace within myself and strive to bring peace to the relationship. I desire that all my relationships be win-win, that we are enhanced, supported, and even inspired by each other. I choose to be the one to reach out to others. I won't allow others' temperament, blaming, or judgment toward me to deter me. I will tell them of my vision for us and ask them what their vision is. I will encourage them to hold a similar vision for our relationship. I will ask for forgiveness when I've made a mistake, and I will give forgiveness. I won't live in judgment toward others for their past mistakes, nor will I live in judgment toward myself for my past mistakes. I will always take time to be polite and kind. For example, if I'm busy, I won't rush someone away in a hard or hurried voice. I will explain my situation and ask if there's another time soon for us to talk or be together. I will process my fear, anger, shame, and hurt by using tools that don't direct blame or harm toward myself or others. I will process my negative thoughts and feelings privately, taking full responsibility for a peaceful outcome. I will ask for permission to discuss difficult things. I will be the first to listen. Then I will tell my needs and desires. I won't deter from facing problems. I will address them with others, always telling them of my vision in advance. For example, I might say, "I would like to talk about this problem. Before we do, I want to tell you how important you are to me. I want you to win here too." I will always keep open to possibilities for positive change in my relationships. I will express my desire for others to be open to positive possibilities also. I choose not to communicate with negative ideas. I will not complain about things, though I will address problems. I choose not to burden others with tales of my discomfort physically, emotionally, or mentally. When someone refuses to share my vision, rejects me, is indifferent to me, or condemns me, I will continue to hold my vision for the relationship. I don't respond with withdrawal or attack. I choose to be proactive, not reactive. If someone is hurting me, as in verbally abusing me or treating me disrespectfully, I will tell them that I know that in their heart they don't want to hurt me, but that they are. I will ask them to stop hurting me and start doing something else. For example, I may ask them to support me instead. Then I will ask them if they're willing to do that. If not, I will set boundaries. The boundaries may be as simple as shortened conversations to the possibility of leaving the relationship. I won't use boundaries as a punishment. I will strive to see and understand the wounded child within others. I will always hold my thoughts and heart open to the healing of the wounded child. I see all relationships as a vehicle of love. I see the hidden joy of love within everyone. I remember that all anyone wants from me is my love, no matter how well hidden this desire. I treat others as I would like to be treated. Now, let's explore loving confrontation, telling the truth in the most positive and loving way. The idea of confrontation frightens most people. Most would rather withdraw from an uncomfortable situation rather than address it directly. Yet, it is this very tendency to withdraw that causes much suffering within the self. Most don't see the relationship between their unhappiness and their refusal to confront. Loving confrontation is simply telling others, in a direct and considerate way, what you experience and what you want. It stems from the desire and willingness to live in truth with the self and with others. It's based on the realization and acceptance that life does present us with difficult situations, and that it's up to us to actively resolve them. Avoidance of our problems, even the seemingly little inconsequential ones, only creates inner fear and resentment. How can we be happy when we're putting forth so much energy in handling and repressing such negative emotions? Is it not wiser to take care of our difficulties as we go along, thus freeing ourselves to experience more joy? No one can truly give when they are carrying around such emotions as anger, shame, fear, and hurt. And yet, most of us are willing to pay the price of our very happiness rather than confront others and tell the truth. Remember, the truth shall set you free. Freedom to love, freedom to give, freedom to be creative, freedom to succeed. Here are some common myths associated with confrontation. If I tell others what I feel and what I want, they'll see me as oversensitive, petty, or weak. It's true that many people initially respond to confrontation with fear, causing them to respond with defensiveness and denial. However, if your approach is honest, sincere, non-defensive, and persistent, it's likely that in that moment of confrontation, the relationship will be changed for the better. Here's how. Deep down, the other knows that there's something that needs to be addressed as they are participating in the relationship. Your telling the truth brings it more to consciousness, where it can be dealt with. This offers the other an opportunity to also live in truth. If they don't want to live in truth, that will become clear to you as a result of the confrontation. This gives you an opportunity to reevaluate the relationship and may bring to surface other more serious issues that must be resolved. You may choose to further address these issues or perhaps allow the relationship to take its natural course of departure. This frees you up to move on to a higher state of consciousness within yourself, as you are not pulled down by a negative relationship. On the other hand, your loving confrontation may result in taking the relationship to a higher level of sharing and satisfaction, freeing you up to live in a higher consciousness within the relationship based on more respect and consideration. Either result ends up with you and the other as winners, because you have done something to raise both your levels of personal happiness. Here's another myth. Confrontation, by its nature, is angry and causes unnecessary hurt to self and others. If I confront another about something that's bothering me, I have to be unpleasant. It is true that some loving confrontation requires that you assert yourself in a firm and no-nonsense way in order to get results. Loving confrontation can temporarily seem severe, much like disciplining a spoiled child. Though done out of love, it must be executed with firmness and some aggression. Telling the truth usually doesn't call for such action, but if it does, and always consult the great loving wise one within yourself, don't be afraid to take a stand. When you know you're right, you must take action. Otherwise, you will never be happy. More times than not, it's not necessary to be aggressively firm. Usually, the confrontation will require only a few words exchanged before the problem is resolved, and you can go on with the business of living. In relationships where loving confrontation is normal, it's hardly seen as confrontation, but as a loving exchange in order to clarify things and become informed. Both parties are grateful. Here's another myth. If I learn to confront all the time, I'll become over-aggressive and arrogant, and I'll end up all alone. It is true that there are many people willing to live in denial of the truth, living their lives by faking it, hoping that even they themselves will not notice their inner unhappiness. However, there are those in increasing numbers that are becoming aware of the present necessity to speak the truth in their lives. Your willingness to live in truth becomes the necessary teaching to others during this time in our society of quiet desperation. Speaking the truth builds respectful, considerate, informed, and loving relationships. Years of speaking the truth brings about a lifetime of inner peace. You can learn to be skilled in speaking the truth. Don't allow initial awkwardness to deter your learning. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are the cornerstone of success. Just be sincere in your desire to learn to confront in loving ways, and you will succeed. The payoff for your efforts: peace of mind, loving relationships that can sustain you throughout your life, and a satisfying and joyful relationship with the great loving wise one within and without. Loving confrontation is truly the kindest form of communication. Now, let's explore the guidelines for win-win communication. These guidelines can be helpful when dealing with a particularly difficult situation. First, come from a win-win attitude where your number one priority is love and respect. Be clear on what you want. Take responsibility for your own happiness and well-being. Be prepared to take a stand for yourself. Expect that this may be difficult and might bring about some serious changes in your life. Begin your communication by stating your highest intention and ask if your listener has the same intention. Acknowledge your discomfort to your co-communicator. Let them know that this is difficult for you. Express all you communicate in a positive light. Mention the benefits of cooperation. Allow your co-communicator to have their say first. Let them have a sense of winning. Don't disagree when your co-communicator is having their say. Just listen. Active listen during and after they've had their say. Repeat to them the essence of what they've said. Ask if your perception is correct. Be aware of good timing. Be patient. Know you will have your say when the time is right. All you've done up to this point will help prepare your co-communicator to be open to new possibilities. State what you want. Be specific. State your boundaries. Now, begin the problem-solving stage. Be patient. Problem-solve with an open mind. Think in terms of possibilities. And be persistent. Don't stop until both of you have a sense of win-win. Insist that your boundaries and needs be met, but honor your co-communicator's needs and boundaries. Conclude by repeating what you both have agreed upon. Ask that both of you acknowledge the agreement. Learning to communicate in a loving way with difficult people or difficult situations can be challenging. You can learn and master win-win communication in all aspects of your life and all relationships.